وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to yet another program of Islamic Economy. In this program, we try to discuss different aspects of Islamic economy. What does Islam say about transactions? What does Islam say about taking interest? What does Islam say about charity? And many other rules and obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for mankind so that he or she gets economic prosperity in his or her life. Inshallah, we will be talking about these different dimensions of Islamic economy in this program. What we had just started discussing in our previous programs is a kind of charity which is very much recommended, and it would help the poor and slowly and gradually remove the barrier that is between the rich and poor. It has the potential of doing that if a person performs his obligations and also carries out some supererogatory deeds like giving charity, which is recommended. It is known as sadaqah. We looked at some very important merits of sadaqah, and thereafter we mentioned that sadaqah can be classified into two. There are two kinds of sadaqah. In the Holy Quran, there is a mention of these two kinds in chapter 2, verse number 271, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you disclose your charities, in tubdu sadaqat fa ni'imma hiya, that is well. But if you hide them, wa in tukhfuha wa tu'tuha al-fuqara fa huwa khayrun lakum. But if you hide them and give them to the poor, that is better for you. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ And it will atone for some of your misdeeds. And not only that, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ And Allah is well aware of what you do. Basically, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses two kinds of sadaqah. One is sadaqatul alaniya and one is sadaqatul sir. That is, one is open charity and one is secret charity. With regard to open charity, the first phrase of the verse is clear in that. In tubdu sadaqat fa ni'imma hiya. If you disclose your charities, that is well. And the second category is wa in tukhfuha wa tu'tuha al-fuqara fa huwa khayrun lakum. But if you hide them and give them to the poor, that is better for you. So you have two kinds of charities spoken about here. One is that charity that is given openly, and the other is that charity which is given in secret. And both of these charities are meritorious, as the Holy Quran is explicit. Obviously, the most important thing that a person should have in mind and realize is that charity, when it is given, it should be given with sincerity. That is, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is openly or secretly. Because this is a very important criteria. Because sometimes a person thinks that, you know, giving charity openly necessitates that a person is ostentatious, he would like to show off. That is not a necessary concomitant of open charity. No, a person can control himself or herself and give charity openly, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no speck of ostentation and riya in him or her.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب
إن شاء الله. We will look at both these kinds of charities one by one and look at the advantages and also the gist of these two kinds of charities, so that it becomes a point of encouragement or it becomes a means of encouraging us to participate in both these kinds of charities in our daily life. With regard to secret charity, there is a very beautiful hadith that I mentioned before, partly or even fully, this hadith is as follows. صدقة السر تطفئ غضب الرب وتطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار ويدفع 70 نوعا من البلاء. A very beautiful hadith that talks about the advantages of secret charity. Secret charity extinguishes the anger of the Lord. That means that it makes a person near to God. Anger of the Lord means that a person is remote and far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the advantages spoken about, sadaqatu sir, that is giving sadaqa secretly. And the second is, and it extinguishes the sins of a person the way water extinguishes fire. Therefore it wards off 70 kinds of calamities. Now these basically are the three advantages of sadaqatu sir, that is giving sadaqa in secrecy. We would first of all like to understand what is this secret sadaqa that is spoken about, so that we understand that, you know, what is the reality of giving sadaqa secretly, that is spending charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but secretly. There are three important factors that we must realize in secret sadaqa or giving charity in secret. One is that it facilitates an environment of sincerity. Unlike when you give sadaqa openly, there are so many kinds of insinuation. Sometimes you find that Satan tries to insinuate and say that, see, your friend is looking at you, so he knows that you are helping such a poor person, for example. This is when you give sadaqa openly. But when a person gives sadaqa secretly, there is no person to come, or Shaitan doesn't come to him and say that, see, somebody is looking at you. So he doesn't have that riya and ostentation in him. So it facilitates an environment of sincerity. Another very important point in secret sadaqa is that it keeps the honor of the receiver. See, when you help a poor person who really is poor and needy and has izzatun nafs, that is the honor of the self, and if you give sadaqa and help him near other people, then his honor is let down. He is let down. He doesn't feel honored. He feels let down and he feels low near other people. So when you give sadaqa secretly, this honor is maintained with regard to the receiver of sadaqa. And the third important thing is that the reality of sadaqatu sir is that even the person who receives doesn't know who is the giver. This is something which is worthy of contemplation. A person should not think that, you know, while giving sadaqah, I can go to a person and give sadaqah and he sees me. This is not secret sadaqah. This is not giving poor rate or giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secretly, because that person sees him. So it is important for a person to make himself in such a way that even the person who is receiving sadaqah should not see him. This is known as sadaqatu sirr. There is a very noteworthy tradition that I would like to mention here, which tells us that this is one of the treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْ كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ كِتْمَانُ الصَّدَقَةِ وَكِتْمَانُ الْمُصِيبَةِ وَكِتْمَانُ الْمَرَضِ. Three things are from the treasures of paradise. One is hiding sadaqah. Two, hiding the calamity that has befallen a person. And the third is hiding one's sickness. So the first very important thing that has been mentioned here is kitmanu sadaqah. This is min kunuzil jannah, from the treasures of paradise. So it is very important for a person to struggle that even when he or she tries to give poor rate or sadaqah or charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be in such a way that even the person who is getting the sadaqah does not realize who is giving. And this was the way of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhis salam is reported to have narrated a very beautiful hadith where he mentions how his father Imam Zainul Abidin alayhis salam would go out at night and help the poor. In one place he says, وَكَانَ يُغَطِّي وَجْهَهُ إِذَا نَاوَلَ فَقِيرًا لِأَلَّا يَعْرِفُهُ. Very beautiful expression. And he would cover his face when he gave a poor person so that the latter does not know him. So when Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam would go to the poor person, he would cover his face and give him the whatever the person needs, and he would give him while the person would not know who is giving. This is known as sadaqatu sirr, that even the person who is giving gives it in such a way that the person who takes doesn't know who is giving. This is known as sadaqatu sirr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to try to practice this so that we can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not angry on us. Insha'Allah, we will continue with our discussion in our next episode. In short, what we have covered in this program is the two kinds of sadaqah that in the Holy Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are two important kinds of sadaqah. One is open sadaqah, and the second is sadaqah in sirr, that is secret sadaqah. And we mentioned three very important elements of how, when a person gives sadaqah in private or secretly, what are the very important points to remember, and the important allusion we mentioned was that even that a person, when a person would like to give sadaqah, he himself should cover himself or hide himself so that the person who is receiving does not know that he has given. And thereafter we also gave an example of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, how he would go to people and give sadaqah when he covered his face so that people do not know that it is Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam who is giving sadaqah. With this we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bir Mustafa, بلغ مقاصدنا. واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. Oh my creator, oh Allah, Fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins.